What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Our next storyteller.
Next storyteller.
Your next storyteller.
Our next storyteller.
Hello and welcome to The Narrators. This podcast collects stories from our live events where people share true stories based on a theme.
Hey, it's Ron. Today's story comes from our darling founder, Andrew Orvidal. Andrew recently moved back to Denver, and it has been a blast having him share stories again. This story was recorded at our 9th anniversary show back in March of this year at Bumport Theater. The theme of the show was growing. Enjoy.
Thank you. Hey, how about a round of applause for Ron and Aaron? Oh my gosh! There have been so many versions of the show, but this is definitely the best version. I honestly can't imagine it being any better. If you want to know what it'd been like to be at the first Narrators, there would be four of you in the Paris on the Platte wine bar. All four of us would tell stories, and that'd be it. It's a pretty trim 40-minute show. So this is amazing. Every time, just people on pillows, people fist fighting in the parking lot for chairs. It's been amazing. Oh, my gosh. So this story tonight, this is not a story that I would normally share, but I guess I've grown as a person to be able to share this. That checks the box, right, Ron? I could say whatever I want now? Okay, thanks. Thanks. the story... I don't even want to like try to like ramp up to the exclamation point of the story. I'll just start with the inciting incident. Last week I shit my pants on accident. So that's my story. And I know you're like, why would you tell us that? Why is that your story? Why did you have to share? Because it's cursed information. If any of you in this room have ever done that, you know you have to tell at least one person. You have to, or it will destroy your soul. You have to at least one person. I chose like 100 strangers, but at least one person, you have to tell them. You also know that if you prefer not to know that at all, but if you get just the headline, you have to know the whole story. There's no middle ground. In history, no one's ever heard, oh, I shit my pants the other day, and be like, huh, cool, all right. Like, you have to know all the details. So I will give them all to you now. First off, let me give you the recipe. That's important. You want to know the recipe too, so that you can never duplicate it. This cursed recipe. Okay, so... culprit number one, these are just, everyone is innocent in this story unless there's some forensics I could have look at my guts or something. I had lunch in a Thai restaurant on South Federal, that was surprised to have a customer. It was, I kind of threw them for a loop by walking in. They're like, oh, right, no, we're a restaurant. Yeah, we'll make you a lunch, definitely. So I ate that lunch, and then for dinner, I had a vegan pepperoni pizza. I'm not vegan myself, just for whatever reason, I decided to have a vegan pepperoni pizza. I just like to throw my digestive system a curveball, like, oh, you think it's pepperoni? Nope, it's sliced pencil eraser, so digest this instead. So those are the two culprits. I will never know which of the two it was. Then I went to bed. No issues, just went to sleep. Woke up the next morning. Normal morning. Maybe a little gas, no big deal. Had morning coffee, whatever, bowl of cereal. Carried on with my day. Not even thinking about the previous day's meals. Took my daughter out to lunch. We went out and had a nice lunch. Finished up our lunch. Walked out in the parking lot. Boom, shit my pants. Right in the parking lot of the restaurant. So quickly... No time to think. There, like, sometimes you hear these stories and it's like, oh, I was like, I gotta run back into the bathroom. No time. I had no time to make that choice. No choices were made at all. Just sudden, like, last squeeze of the ketchup squeezy bottle, like, oh, God, like, no, why? So everything freezes, everything stops. If you've ever had it happen to you, you know that this is like a side effect superpower. Everything stops. Like in the X-Men movies when Professor X is using his telepathy on everyone. I just shit myself as an adult on accident in the parking lot of this restaurant. No, it just, the second that everything was frozen could have been a month of my life. Like, what do I do? So this couple had just parked and they had just gotten out of their car. And the way I suddenly stopped made it seem to the gentleman like we knew each other. This, because it's Denver and we all basically know each other, or we know like one person between us. The way I suddenly stopped when he got out of his car, I was like, oh, hey, we know each other. Like, right? I think we probably used to work somewhere. Like, so he veers off to come talk to me. And I'm like, no, why? No. So somehow, wordlessly, I send him a facial expression which tells him to get the fuck away from me as fast as possible. I don't know what the face was. I don't think I could ever make it naturally again. Some sort of like wild, like, no, like, but it works. And he's kind of like, oh, all right, I'll just go in here to eat. So he walks in to go eat. And I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And my daughter is right there with me. And she has now noticed, like, what's going on? Like, my dad just suddenly stopped and froze and is like very quiet all of a sudden. She's like, well, what's going on? So now I'm at this crossroads. With my daughter, I always try to be as honest as I possibly can. I'm, you know, I want to prepare her for life. You know, I always want to be transparent whenever I can when tough shit happens. And so I'm like, well, maybe this is this one of those opportunities? Is this one of those teaching moments where I can be like, oh, well, you know, funny thing. This is sometimes a body will betray you. With no notice at all. So, and then I was like, no, of course I'm not going to tell her. Never would I tell her. Like, shitting your pants is a road everyone has to go alone. When it happens to you, if it happens to you, you don't get prepared for it. It just happens to you, and it's horrible, and it's just the worst second of your life. So I was like, no, I'm not going to tell her. Also, she's like the biggest blabbermouth in the fourth grade. Like, my life would be ruined. I would go to drop her off at school and everyone would be like,
there's the giant baby who pooped himself.
So I didn't tell her. I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to run inside and go to the bathroom. I should go before we leave, right? Even though I already went 2 minutes ago before we left. Okay. We'll have to walk back into the restaurant. They're like, oh, did you forget something? Oh, I'll never forget anything about this restaurant for the rest of my life. But thank you. I just need to use your restroom for 22 minutes. Thank you. Goodbye. So I go in the restroom, clean myself up as best I can. I fashion like a homemade maxi pad out of paper towels. If any men in this audience ever lack empathy for a woman's menstrual cycle, fashion yourself a homemade maxi pad out of a paper towel and then walk out of a restaurant bathroom just crinkling as you go. Like, can the people in this restaurant hear the sound of a paper towel in my pants? I'm positive they could, yeah. And I was in there for so long while my daughter just sat outside and ate all the mints from the mint dish. So I drove my daughter home very quietly, just like pondering everything that has led to my life so far. Dropped her off at her mom's, like, okay, I'll see you later, bye. Got home. If there was an upside to all of this, my two huskies have never been happier to see me. Oh my God. They were so happy to see me. They were dancing around me like, hey, look like somebody finally came around to our way of thinking. Thank you for rolling in this. Some of you maybe hear the story, maybe we know each other in real life, and after the story, you'll be like, that's gross. You're gross. Look at me. I will tell you this. I am the cleanest person in this room right now. Guaranteed. The way I sanitized myself, holy... I did the laundriest of laundry. Oh, my God. For some reason, I didn't throw the underwear away. I'm never wearing them again. But now they're totally clean, and now they're just in my drawers like a specter of the horrible things that can befall you in life. I was like, I'm just going to leave them in there just to remind me, like a reality check. Like, never forget that that could happen to you at the worst possible time in your life. And if I can add one postscript at the end of the story, I told this story recently in Canada, and as I got off stage, a woman jumped up from her seat and ran over to me. The show was still going on. And she said, oh, I also shit my pants. And if there's one takeaway from tonight, that is not it. I don't want to hear your story. And I'm not running a confessional for that. I'm sorry. You will have to pass on that cursed information to someone new, not me. Thank you guys so much for supporting the show after 9 years.
The Narrators was created by Andrew Orvidal and is produced by me, Ron Doyle, Sydney Crane, and Aaron Rollman, with help from Karen Wachtel, Robert Rutherford, Scott Carney, and Jesse Witten. Sydney edited and mixed this episode. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Bunport Theater Company, Illegal Pete's, From the Hip Photo, Great Divide Brewing Company. Our theme music is by Whalehawk, and we'd also like to thank Spells, who provided the outro music you're listening to right now. As always, a huge shout-out to fans just like you who attend our live monthly shows, which take place every third Wednesday of the month at Bunport Theater in Denver, Colorado. For more information about our storytellers or the narrators, visit thenarrators.org and find, rate, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.